Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're learning parak Beis Mishnah Gimel and parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. In parak Beis Mishnah Gimel, we're discussing a situation where a person intends to plant one type of produce, let's say wheat, for example, as the Mishnah will say, and then he changes his mind and realizes, you know what, I really want to plant barley, I really want to plant a different type of grain. What's the halacha? What should he do? He certainly can't plant them together. That would be kilayim. But the question is, how can he uproot one of the seeds, in order to start planting a different one? Says the Mishnah, Haisa sadehu zeruah achitim v'nim lach lezara se'orim. A person in his field decides to plant wheat. V'nimlach, but then he changes his mind and he decides, you know what, I'm going to really intend to plant barley. He starts planting wheat and now he wants to plant barley. Says the Mishnah, Yamtin la'ad shetaslia, he must wait until the roots from the seeds start to take root. He can't just leave them there, he has to wait for the roots. It usually takes, as the Bartanur explains, approximately 3 days for the roots of the seeds to start to grow. And then, once the roots grow, v'yofach v'acher kach yizra, then he has to turn over the dirt and sort of destroy those roots, and then after that, then he can start planting the new type of grain. In this case, he'll be able to start planting the barley. But again, first he has to wait for the roots to grow, then he uproots them with his shovel and sort of digs and flips the dirt over, and then he can plant the barley. Continues the Mishnah, im tzimcha, if the wheat already started to produce, it already, you see a little bit above ground, it's beyond the roots. The roots started, but now you actually see some of the plant itself. Lo yomar, a person cannot say, Ezra v'acher kach ofech, I'm going to plant this barley, I'm going to plant this other type of produce, and then I'll just uproot the wheat. Ella, rather, what can a person do? Hofech, first you got to destroy this wheat, whatever you see above the surface, take the shovel, flip it over, destroy it. And then you can plant the barley, then you can plant the other type of produce. The assumption is that if a person allows the wheat to grow without first uprooting it, without first turning over the soil, then most likely he's going to see the wheat. He's not going to want to destroy this perfectly good wheat. Therefore, you must first destroy the weeds, and only then can you actually plant the other type of produce. In this case, barley. Continues the Mishnah. Kama yehei chorish. The Mishnah is going to conclude by quoting a machlokas between the Tana Kama and Abba Shaul regarding how much must he plow, how much of the dirt, how much of the wheat in this case does he have to flip over in order to begin planting the other type of grain. Says the Mishnah, kisalme haravia, the amount that a person typically plows when he's furrowing the dirt after the first rain. Typically speaking, after the Revi'a Rishona, as the Mishnayos explain in Maseches Tainis, after the Revi'a Rishona, after the first rain of the season, that's when they generally start to plow. And says the Tanakama, you have to plow as much as you would then. You mostly plow, you do a pretty good job, enough to show that you're not interested in this wheat. You're flipping over most of it, not necessarily all of it, but you're demonstrating in a clear way that you don't want the wheat, rather you really want the barley. Omer Abishol says, and he disagrees with the Tanakama, and he says, Kidei shelo yishayer rova lebeisa. How much, according to Abishol, must a person plow when he wants to start planting a different type of vegetable? Enough where the unplowed area is less than a quarter kav in a beisa, which is, again, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, 1/24th, less than 1/24th of the land must be left over, meaning it mostly has to be unplowed, and if he leaves a 1/24th or less of a plowed land, then that's fine. But the unplowed land has to be less than 1/24th of the field. Abba Shaul is the stricter opinion here, and we paskin like the Tanakama, not like Abba Shaul. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalid, as we discuss a similar case, but in this case, what the situation is, where a person has, let's say, grapevines, and he wants to replace the grape with wheat, or he has wheat, and he wants to replace them with grapevines, and vice versa. Says the Mishnah, Zeruah v'nimlach lenata, a person plants wheat, and he has a whole field of wheat, and he changes his mind, and he realizes, you know what, I really want to plant grapevines here instead. Says the Mishnah, lo yomar, a person should not say, etav acher kach ofech, I'm going to plant these grapevines, and then afterwards, I'll turn over the ground and destroy the wheat. Ella, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, Ella, rather, what must the person do? Hofech v'acher kach noteya. A person must first uproot and turn over the dirt of the wheat, and then afterwards he can plant the grapevine again, because we're concerned if he leaves the wheat, he may not uproot it, he may keep it there, and then it's going to be kilayim. Continues the Mishnah, Netua v'nimlach lezara. Let's say the opposite case happens, that a person plants a grapevine, but then he realizes, you know what, I really want wheat to be here instead. Again, he can't plant it together, that would be kilayim, so what does he have to do in order to change it from a grapevine to wheat? Says the Mishnah, lo yomar, a person should not say, Ezra v'yachar kach eshari, he said, I'm first going to plant the grapevine, and then I'll uproot, Ezra, first I'm going to plant the wheat, the acher kach esharish, and then I'm going to uproot the grapevine, like we've been saying. Elam esharish v'acher kach esharish. First, you got to uproot the grapevine, and then you can plant the wheat, and that's not a problem. Finishes off the Mishnah, Imratza, if a person wants, gomim ad pachos mitafach, he can cut the grapevine so close to the ground that there's less than a tefach still connected. We assume that if he cuts it so much that there's such a little amount left, connected to the ground, then certainly that's not going to, it's not going to be kilayim. Zorayan, then once you cut the grapevine so close to the ground, then you can plant the weeds. V'achar kach misharesh, and then you can cut and uproot the remaining part of the grapevine, again, to make sure that it doesn't look like you are performing the iser of kilayim. Quick review, Parak Bey's Mishnah. Gimel discussed the situation in case where a person changed his mind. He first intended to plant wheat and then barley or vice versa. And the halacha is that if the roots, that you should ideally wait until the roots are starting to form, and then you have to uproot them and destroy them, and you can't allow it to plant and simultaneously plant the other thing. No, first you got to uproot the wheat, for example, and then plant the barley, or vice versa. And then we learned the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Abba Shaul regarding how much of the land can you leave unplowed. We said you have to turn over the dirt to make it unplowed, but let's say you leave a little bit. So the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Abba Shaul, we paskin like the Tanakhama, namely that you should do most of the plowing like we would typically do after the first rain, enough to demonstrate and show that you're not interested in this previous item, in the wheat, for example, and rather you want to now plant the barley without the wheat being there. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet discussed the situation that was similar, where a person has a grapevine or he has a wheat, and in either case, he wants to switch it with the other. He has grapevine, he wants to switch to wheat. He has wheat, he wants to switch to a grapevine. And once again, we saw that you can do that, assuming that you uproot first the produce that you have there, and once it's uprooted, once you're hofich the ground and destroy that which you have, then you're able, and only then are you able to plant the next type of produce that you are looking to plant there. Have a great day.